Well, word up, Dr. Pond. How are you this morning, sir?
Hey, guys. Happy Monday. Happy Monday. Time for the word of the day. We started last week on a little riff on really strange words that come into this marvelous language that we speak from, let's see, they were both from the 19th century. That's true of the word of the day this morning. One from fiction, one from nonfiction. You will, of course, remember slumgullion and sleuth, really strange words. Well, here's one that I suspect, AJ, Ron, that you have both heard. Most everybody has, but you're really not sure about it. The word of the day is flibbertigibbet. Flibbertigibbet. You've heard that expression. You're sort of searching for a word, and what is that flibbertigibbet on the thingamabob? That kind of language.
Well, I've heard thingamabob. Well, I've heard thingamabob, but can't say that I've ever heard flibbertigibbet.
How about you, AJ? Yeah, does that ring a bell?
I don't think it was flibberty midget that he said, Ron. I'm pretty sure it was flibberty gidget.
Yeah. I've never heard either of them.
All right. Well, it turns out there is such a word as flibbertigibbet. FLIBBERTIGIBBETS. You can run this on replay and write it down for yourselves there. Flibbertigibbet. This is a word that originated in a 19th century treatise on orphans, children who had no official parents or parentage. And believe it or not, a flibbertigibbet was supposed to be a happy little kid. Now, my goodness, I don't know how we explain that etymology, but that is the long, long story short for the word of the day today, flibbertigibbet. I wonder if you're going to get anybody who can actually spell the darn thing back
probably,
to you.
Probably not. They'll get the Cadillac if they do.
Well, good luck with that one. So, all right, guys, there's your word of the day. Happy Monday. Stay dry and stay, well, not warm, but stay temperate, okay?
You got it, buddy. We are both very temperate. Have a good day.